Yeah. And they see we out here grinding, right? Based on a veil story. Peace, peace, family. Browse. See, and everybody wanna talk about hip-hop. Blame hip-hop. Point the finger at hip-hop. But it's not hip-hop fault, that is the way it is. It's the fault of those who have a personal agenda, who are molesting and perverting and using hip-hop as a medium to destroy the minds of the black youth within the black community. So, before we go any further, we want to understand that hip-hop is a culture, and we're going to give hip-hop its proper respect for all that it has done, being that it has been a beautiful platform that has been utilized greatly by the black community to express itself internally as well as externally, you know? A lot of people, such as myself, understand that hip-hop has always carried a message, and that message has always been one of positivity. But over the years, you know, we see the alteration of hip-hop, you know, a different kind of frequency from hip-hop. But we have to understand that that's due to the information, aka the lyrics, coming out of these new age artists. So when we want to talk about information, you have to understand that information is data that forms your inner self. So when we start to seeing the youth act all out of control in the black community, and we ask who do we blame, we don't blame hip-hop. We blame those perverting hip-hop in regards to their personal agenda they're trying to push on the minds of our children. You know, a lot of people say, you know, these new artists, they don't got no talent. All they do is mumble rap. But you gotta look at, you know, who these new artists is, you know? See, your brain can only configure words and sentences in regards to its own competence and its own ability and how well it can function. So when we talking about drugs and all the youth doing drugs, the majority of these mumble rappers is doing drugs. All you hear is Molly and Lean, Molly and Lean. Even when we go into Molly and Lean, you know, what is Lean? Lean is cough syrup, which is codeine, right? And codeine is an opiate. Opiates are what? Painkillers, and they become very addictive, right? And just to let you know, morphine and heroin is also an opiate. And when you combine codeine with promethazine, which is a sedative, okay? This actually sedates the body, relaxes the muscles, and causes your body to lean. This is why they call it lean. So, you know, the majority of the black community, you know, our children, we're not being taught the true significance of the ingredients within these drugs. We don't even understand that we're drugging ourselves, you know? And the side effects of drinking lean is things such as memory loss, hallucinations, seizures, okay? Nausea, all right? Even death. So you get a person off of lean, right? Suffering from all of these side effects, and you put them in a booth, their brain can't even function normally, okay? And not even just lean, they popping Molly. And what is Molly? Molly is in fact the ecstasy, all right? Ecstasy is a generic name for the drug known as MDMA, aka methylenedioxymethamphetamine. And this drug alters your brain neurochemistry. It also causes your body to sweat and go into hypothermia, okay? And this right here causes somebody to misdiagnose themselves, thinking that they're just dehydrated. And what they begin to do is drink excessive amounts of water, trying to hydrate themselves, ignorant to the fact that too much water combined with sweat causes the sodium level as well as the electrolyte levels in your blood to drop, producing the effects being confusion, delirium, okay, convulsions, and even strokes. So you get somebody off lean, and you get somebody off Molly, and you put them in a booth, okay? And this is what you get, mumble rap. Why? Because the neurological aspect and components of the brain can't even function to form a proper sentence properly, all right? But this is what happens when you allow a foreign entity to come and gentrify your culture. More importantly, when the creators of the culture don't control the culture, you know? It's controlled by those with an agenda, government agenda. A female artist is more masculine, a male artist is more feminine. Uh-huh. It's time to restore the frequency based on a Ville story. Peace, peace, family.